Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare to dream indeed. How are your dreams coming along, and are you creating them? Are you aligned with them? Are you taking action? Are you allowing the universe to get involved in your life? Which means, if you're allowing the universe to get involved in your life, you're having times of stillness and silence and non-action, because only in that space can the universe be invited in to create on our behalf. And as I love to say, I truly believe the universe is a 401k. When we invest in ourselves, they times that times 10 and they show up. So allow the action, the non-action, create your dreams, and welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm your host, Debbie Dashinger. This show, Dare to Dream, was created for you to inspire you to take steps towards your dreams and turn all of your goals into your reality. I truly believe that creating dreams is how we get past our problems, that we're called to a dream, and whatever is holding us back, that dream is also the way to heal so much in our life, also create so much in our life. So show up for those. A little bit later, I'm going to have Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin back on the show. They've been on before, and as I shared last time they were on the show, they have written a series of amazing books, Palpable Energy, one of the few books I read that I literally feel the energy, the healing, and spirit come off the pages. I loved their books. I actually sent them to a friend. And they're going to be talking about the two voices of ego and spirit, which speak profoundly within our lives. When we have challenges, challenges like relationships, self-esteem, achievement, change, adversity, stress, conflict, or just our emotional well-being, often the voice of an unconscious, imbalanced ego is the one speaking and yapping, and that's the one we listen to, and it leads us into a lesser version of our possible life. So they're going to be talking about that, but also what's possible for the life we prefer. So stay tuned for the Martins. And I want to talk more about the universe, and you can fill in the blank, whatever that means to you, God, Goddess, all that is, higher self. I love universe because it seems to encompass so much. Have faith in the universe, and when we have faith in the universe, it grows, it strengthens daily. You can just choose that, by the way, choose to grow and strengthen your faith in the universe. Honor exactly where you are and trust what you believe in today. You know, one day at a time, we can lift that veil and we can choose to move from darkness to light, from faith to fear, and from disbelief to certainty. Certainty plays a huge part in creating dreams. Why? Because we can't see it. We're just dreaming it, right? It's just a vision or a feeling or an inspiration. So how do you get to certainty? I say vision, vision, vision. Use what it is for you. For some people, it's auditory. For some people, it's visual. But have a vision that propels you forward. So let's also talk about a pathway to certainty and how we can get there, because dreams are often stopped because of doubts and self-imposed limitations. The way we get there is to have a modicum, a level of certainty that brings us forward. And the first step on the path towards certainty is your readiness. Stay willing to be free on a moment-to-moment basis. Next, you can tap into the feelings you desire through your meditation. I am so grateful to be able to say right now in this moment, it used to be that I fought meditation, couldn't figure out meditation. Then I did this wonderful meditation course many, many years ago. Thank you to Deborah Poneman for that recommendation at the Center, the Art for the Center of Living, Profound. It's TM related. That changed my life, and I really got the power of meditation. And then I got back out of it after a couple of years in it and realized I need this in my life. I have way too much energy as a human to not be at times creating that stillness that I was talking about earlier. And I'm so happy today because for some time now I have, I would say almost every day, it is my commitment to myself and self-care that I stop and I meditate. The rewards are tremendous. So tap into the feelings you desire through your meditation. Next, begin a dialogue with the universe through your writing exercises. Whether you journal, whether you're on a computer, no matter how it is that you write, allow your writing to be a dialogue directly with the universe. Consciously co-create your reality by tapping into the feelings you desire and cultivating those feelings and moments throughout your day. I was just watching, I don't remember which one it was, but it was Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. I watch them every Sunday. I tape them. And she learned something new from one of the books she read because, as you know, Oprah has a great gratitude exercise that she does every day in the morning and at night, five different thankfulnesses or gratitudes. But she employed something different and found it really turned her day around that she literally stopped. And we can all do this right now in the moment. She literally stopped and in that moment just said, in presence, I love this photo on the wall. It's gorgeous. Wow, look at that plant that's right before me that's growing. My puppy. I have a 19-month-old puppy named Shelby. She is the joy and the light of my life. I have a gorgeous view. Actually, I can see all the way out to the sea, to Santa Monica. I have an amazing computer that works. I've got this amazing radio show with all of you listening right now and these beautiful guests and my beautiful producer. And how does it get any better than that? And you see, in this moment, that was real-time gratitude, by the way, from me. But when you do that yourself and just stop in the moment and really see what is and appreciate, appreciation appreciates. Stop praying for an outcome and instead pray for the highest good for all. Boy, is that a big one. I used to have people who would write to me and say, oh, this is happening, Debbie. Will you please pray for me? And I think the little bubble above my head, oops, I'm probably not going to pray for you to have the outcome you want, but I will pray for the highest good for all, the best outcome, the best intention to take place. So pray for the highest good for all and know that when you get a result, it is the highest good. Accept it. Establish a spiritual relationship of your own understanding because it changes and grows. But for today, honor your own relationship to the universe. A Course in Miracles says, I lose the world from all I thought it was and choose my own reality instead. So when you lean on certainty and faith, you change your mind about the world you see. Your faith has the power to turn trauma into healing, conflict into great growth, and fear into love. Deepen your connection today to the universe, one meditation, one prayer, one positive desire at a time, and let your faith be your guide as you release the perception of the world you thought you knew, and instead embrace true freedom and peace. Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin have been married for 38 years, and they have three grown daughters. The books in their trilogy, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within, represent a synergy of their professional work and personal life missions. We have learned from each other that human and spiritual healing can occur when ego energy is brought into balance, and we truly know that God is love, life, energy, and you. They say. Dr. Nick Martin is a licensed psychologist, social worker, and certified school psychologist who has worked in clinical, university, public school, and private school settings as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant for 30 years. Reverend Linda Martin is a metaphysician, certified Reiki master teacher, spiritual healer, color sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. She is the founder of Dove of Light Healing Ministry. in Pennsylvania. You want more about them? Go to egoinspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome back to Dare to Dream.
Hi, Debbie. We're so delighted to be here.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having us on today.
Really thrilled to have you guys back. I want to let the audience know we're going to be talking mostly about the one book out of the trilogy today, The Two Voices Within, and I also want to tell them the exciting news that you have agreed to come on the show 6 times this year so we can really engage in deep spiritual conversations. And I encourage listeners who are loving what they're going to hear today, you can email the show at daretodreamradio@gmail.com, and we can explore any wisdom or questions that you have for the Martins going forward in each of the shows. So again, welcome to the show. And I want to start with this because I shared that I felt the material in your book is palpable. It has an energy. It's transformative reading it, but also because something comes out of the pages. Is the material in your books channeled? It seems very advanced.
I would have to say so. In the process of working with the material, it took a lot of energy to kind of think about the experiences and the relationships that I know I have encountered over my 35 years of working with people in those various contexts that you mentioned. And it allowed me to kind of tune in, become more attuned to what these energies were about. Well, Linda certainly helped me with the spiritual side of things, the divine energy, but the human energy, this egoic energy, and how it's affecting us. And what we tried to do with our last book today, the book we're talking about today, was really translate almost like a transductive process of what that energy would be saying if we actually could hear it. And as a result of our becoming more aware of that energy and how it can be in some ways helping us, this ego energy, or how it can be harming us in ways that we are not immediately able to know, but through the work that we're trying to do and dedicated ourselves to, we're receiving those messages and we're putting them forth in the trilogy of work that we have put forth.
And we certainly know that we didn't create the books just on our own. You know, anything that I do, I know I'm working with a spiritual team in the process, and that definitely was the feeling and sense, and even sometimes visually I could see the guides working with us. So, we feel that it definitely was a channeled work.
Well, I feel it was as well. I read so many books, and this is a unique and different experience that I just very rarely have had from a book. So going to the two voices, ego and spirit, you say that understanding these two voices can be heard, can take us down a difficult path, but it can also take us on a journey to recognize there's one voice, and that one voice connects us to all beings as one and in unity. What is that path like? How can we be on that path?
Well, I think the beginning of the path that's really important is that with the book, Two Voices, is really about beginning to recognize that before we are able to truly speak with our own voice and then ultimately connect to the one voice of the universe, we have to learn to make a distinction between whether the voice we're speaking is really our own voice, which it would be a very healthy, wonderful unification of both our egoic and our divine energies, to a different voice, a voice we call ego. That ego often is really speaking in people's lives through relationships, through change, conflict, stress, achievement or non-achievement, in many different ways. And when that voice is speaking through us, it often is leading us away from our potential. It's leading us away from the dreams that you referred to earlier that we could achieve or establish or work with and into somewhere else. And the work that we're doing is trying to help amplify, I guess, that what that voice would be saying and what it sounds like. What is it saying? And depending on the specific energy that we are living, which is what we talk about across the three books, we give people a better chance to know whether, am I really speaking with my voice, this really wonderful, beautiful, healthy, empowering voice in my life, in my relationships and dealing with change and all these other wonderful parts of our lives, or is ego really talking? And I think that's a key part of the process of growth and understanding, is making that distinction. And unfortunately, a lot of people have a difficult time, I would say probably most people have a difficult time knowing the difference between the two. And that's why our book, Two Voices, really progresses from two voices to your voice to the one voice.
Hmm. So if that is true, and our life is really a reflection of what's going on and which voice we're listening to, how do we know if our higher ego power is damaging our relationships? How does that work?
Okay, well, we talk about, we teach people about what ego is and what ego isn't as part of what we refer to as ego medicine. There really are three parts to that, but the first part is just to have a better understanding of what ego energy is. Historically, and that's fundamentally what it is. It's the complement to our divine energy that's often at work in our lives. And having an understanding of what ego is the first step in the process. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of things that have been shared or put forth out there about ego, which primarily present it as a dark, negative entity only. Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is, we can work with our ego energy to understand it and to heal it, and it actually becomes our friend in our life's journey, and it helps us to handle different aspects of life and could be a participant in the effort to live the dreams that we would like, to create the life we were meant to live. So that's part of the process of change and growth in that area.
We also talk about in our books the awakening of awakening to our ego energy. Just as we awaken spiritually, well, really we are spiritual beings. It's the ego energy that may be blinding us or causing us not to be able to see or understand that we are spiritual beings. And so when we awaken to this energy, we can come to see how it may have been guiding us in relationships or, you know, whatever it is we're doing in life. And once we awaken, then we have the opportunity to heal, to see what needs to be changed.
Linda, I want to ask you, because Nick was just saying there have been, ego is getting a bad rap out there. There's
right.
been a lot of things that were said about ego that paint it as a very dark entity. I know I have heard it typified as edging God out. So
right.
that would certainly be something devoid of light. Can you give your own descriptor of what the ego is, what its function is?
Sure. It's a human energy. And you know, one thing that I have always said regarding the ego and that idea of, you know, that it's edging God out, first of all, I think some seeds were planted within us that the ego is a negative thing. And that's the one thing we're trying to change, because the ego is a human energy, and guess what? We're here to be human. We're on this planet to have a human experience, which means living through our ego energy. You know, we are spiritual beings. We came from the divine realm to have this physical human experience, and so part of that is living through the ego energy. And so the more we understand what it is, it's not a one-size-fits-all energy. It's unique for each and every one of us. And we talk about the six different types of egoic energies that people may be living through. Once we realize this, and we realize how this ego may be guiding us that we're completely unaware of, so again, it's awakening to this ego energy to come to know what it is and how it's been working with us or through us or even against us, so that we can make the changes. Because basically, I believe the ego was created, whether we created it or it came through a place of fear to teach us about survival, about human, you know, physical survival. But we've evolved a long way since that time, and now we need to come to understand what our human energy is. And once we do that, you know, that can help to change our evolutionary consciousness, our evolutionary process on this earth.
Wow. Well, changing our evolutionary process and experience here in this human body, I think, is of import to most of us who really want to have a very positive impact, legacy, and experience while we're alive. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Linda and Nick Martin about some of the roles that we get involved in while on this planet, and they call them things like dictator, narcissist, rebel, and more. And also looking at some excerpts from their book, The Two Voices Within. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. The app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook. You'll find me at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
This is Debbie Dashinger, and this is Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Linda and Nick Martin. Again, you can find out more at egoandspirit.info. So, Nick, if the higher ego power person could hear the voice of ego, what would they hear regarding relationships? And can we look at your actual book, The Two Voices Within, to get an excerpt so we can deep dive a bit?
Sure. Thank you very much. At the very beginning of chapter one, which is the chapter devoted to the person who may be experiencing higher ego power energy, we give them an opportunity to kind of experience what ego would be saying to them. And the very first part centers on the area of relationships and what the ego energy is, if they are what the ego is telling them if they happen to be experiencing higher ego power. So what I'm going to do is just take a minute or two just to read what the ego would be saying to that person if they could actually hear what that message, those messages are. So I'm going to begin. Ego's voice. I foster a great deal of power within your being, a power you use to experience and exercise control in all that you wish within your life. This power does not need to recognize any earthly boundaries in what you want to think, feel, or do. You can use this power to survive in every area of your life to which you may be called upon. This power allows you to resist or control all of the challenges life may bring to you. Challenges coming forth from within people, work, loved ones, achievement, change, adversity, stressors, and conflict that enter your life. This power also allows you to feel the pleasure and happiness you want to feel and the will to use any means necessary to get it. Through your power, I am helping you to dominate, control, or know more than others. You are to believe that listening to others is not necessary, that listening to others, thinking what they think, or doing what they do, would be weakness, an experience that is to be foreign to you. Others cannot really know more than you do. Your way is right and doesn't need to be challenged or changed. Theirs does. Changing yourself would be foolishness and a sign of weakness. You can mistreat people when necessary. Know that you are better than them. Underestimate them where needed. Insist on doing things the best or right way, which is your way, and be overly confident. You must stay independent from those who are closest to you, be they your spouse or partner, children, siblings, or parents. They cannot know as much as you do or influence you. That would be weakness. You must not communicate, compromise, or show compassion, since that would signal weakness to them. You need to do most of the thinking in the relationships with the people who are closest to you, so everyone can be protected by your wisdom. I help you to insist on your partner becoming as much like you as possible in his or her approach to things, so your partner can be a better person, you. You are to love yourself more than anyone else. Someone others can love even more than they love themselves, and someone who is more important than everyone else. Recognize that all criticism of you is destructive, only intended to weaken you. You must know that you are entitled to and deserve all of the love that others can give to you. Love that you can use to further empower yourself. So that is an example of what people who have higher ego power are actually hearing from the voice of ego. They may not recognize it, but that's what's going on, and that goes forward to shape how they act within relationships, be they their thoughts, their feelings, their behaviors, the amount of control, the justification, even exploitation, abuse, manipulation that comes into being, whether it's overt or covert, because it's rooted in that those messages that they are not in tune with yet, but if we can get them in tune with it, they can actually hear what the ego is telling them and that they're following through with.
My goodness, that I was meant to hear. You are describing somebody who is near and dear in my life and is spiraling out of control right now, who is using addictive things like drinking and smoking cigarettes and overeating, will not listen to reason or suggestions about ways they can get help or, you know, how I might support them to get help. The most brilliant, articulate, charismatic. They've won awards akin to Oscars. You know, so this is a really smart, creative person, and yet everything you just read is what I experience. They will not get help, and their ego is taking them down with all the same jargon that you just read. That was amazing.
Something that, I don't know if you can offer this to the person, but on our website, egoandspirit.info, we have meditations there to assist. And if someone could just take, each meditation is like 30 to 40 minutes. The one for higher ego power may assist someone, you know, who may be going through that. If they could just take the time to relax, you know, lay down, listen to it, you know, and it can start to change the energy within them, you know, start to change the way they're thinking, the way they're moving through their lives, the way they're looking at themselves.
Excellent. So on your website, egoandspirit.info, there are meditations, and there's various ones that someone can start with one and just make their way through the others and go back and listen again if they like?
Right. There's the six meditations that work with the six various egoic energies, and it's on the shop page of our website. We have the books, the meditation, and I have a sacred sound meditation as well. But the one what you're talking about would probably be related to the higher ego power. But yes, a person, if they feel a connection to a certain type of energy, and underneath each meditation, we have a short descriptive of how, you know, what this meditation, who it may work for. And so you can get an idea of what meditation may work best for you by just looking at the descriptive beneath each meditation.
Thank you for that. That's why I always love solutions. They're only what? I'm sorry?
They're only $4.99 a piece, though. So you just download it.
I think one of the values of, one of the values of the meditation is that it represents that when we are truly speaking with our own voice, your voice, what that really looks like. And the person can basically kind of reflect upon where they are with that. Are they truly living that version of themselves? Or are they not? And they're just kind of deluding themselves to a degree. They want to think they are better or healthier in a better place than they actually may be. So the meditations really serve as a reference point.
Awesome. And then, Nick, as far as what you just read, because I know, having read your book, that your book details the voice of the ego. I just feel like it's so powerful to hear it. I just closed my eyes as you were reading. And it felt the same way when I was reading your book, that you could really hear yourself and things you've done and ways you've boxed yourself in. But then the spirit has an opportunity in your book to speak as well. And was there the spirit? Should we talk a little bit about that regarding relationships?
Absolutely. And I think Linda's going to actually read an excerpt, but the voice of spirit, the voice that would help us to better know or understand the illusions that we may be, egoically based illusions that we are actually living from, whether it's illusions of inequality, of unworthiness, of separation, but also the messages that tie in with the divine truth that the love, life, and energy God is, we begin to recognize that we may not be being that in our current version of ourselves. We are living at some distance from that, and that's actually connected to our spirituality. And so the value is to hear more also if we were hearing spirit's voice, what it would be saying. And I think that's where I want Linda to maybe read an excerpt connected to that, if she can.
Right, because when we hear the voice of spirit, sometimes that begins the process of opening our heart and getting us in touch, you know, with the truth we hold within us. And it leads us, you know, into that place of healing that we may need to move into. So if you'd like me to read a little excerpt from Spirit's voice. And what I'm going to do is I'll ask the listeners to just sit back and relax. And like you said, Debbie, you closed your eyes and you just listened. And just feel it. Feel the words. Feel Spirit's voice speaking to you and what may be true for you. So I'll just read a few paragraphs. Your suffering manifests from the various illusions you have constructed and are employing within many areas of your life in the service of your earthly power. While you do not recognize this daily suffering, it can be revealed to you as you awaken to my voice. This will be a painful but necessary awakening that you can move beyond your suffering and into the joy and happiness for which you are destined. The illusions of unworthiness and inequality you see within others have been fashioned to grow the sense of empowerment you hold amongst others. This is an empowerment in which you can only feel safe when being greater than others. You know others as only being separate from and unequal to you, so they cannot challenge you and lessen your power. This separation and inequality can only be maintained within your struggle to accumulate power. You embrace your earthly senses and mind as allowing you to know all that can be known in the service of your power and control. It is within this illusion that you know yourself as the rightful person to control others. The illusion of an absolute earthly control has led you to seek to be its source within your earthly empowerment. Within this illusion, you seek to impose an order of your making in which you feel most safe and can survive. Each of these illusions will have no purpose and will dissolve as you awaken to the power within your divinity. The love God is has a greatness beyond any earthly power you possess. This love can remove darkness and bring forth light so you can truly know your empowerment. It is a love that is always available and without conditions for giving or receiving in order to achieve full empowerment. A love in which illusions of unworthiness, inequality, or separation cannot exist to empower oneself or disempower others. It is within this love that you are fully empowered, beyond that which can be known in the earthly realm. The life God is brings empowerment, not for some, but for all. It is not for you to remove the empowerment of others within the illusions of separation, unworthiness, and inequality you have fashioned. You cannot own the life of others within the service of your earthly empowerment. You can only be lifeless within the ownership and control you seek within your thoughts, words, and deeds. All of them are a reflection of your suffering. Hmm.
Ooh. I want to go to break on that and allow that to resonate and absorb. That was beautiful. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter. It's my name, DebbiDashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their Endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ADS at DebbieDashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ADS at DebbieDashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Life is good. You feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Well, Linda, Nick, this is Dare to Dream Radio. What are your next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals between now and our next show?
I think our dreams are connected to, I guess, reach and cultivating our ability to bring forth in as much as we can to the vision and message that we know, we believe that the world needs to hear more about, that is developed and concentrated in terms of this area. We believe that the transformation that we need to, the world needs, it requires these two consciousness become both egoically conscious as well as spiritually conscious, that they're both really important, and our dream is to cultivate a familiarity with what we've referred to as ego spiritualism, this consciousness that recognizes the need and the importance and the healthiness of our egoic energy when it's in balance as a healthy complement to our divinity. Our humanity and our divinity synergize, and all that's possible that we can experience are available to be dreamed and lived.
This is part of our evolutionary process that we all need to awaken to.
Indeed. And something I was saying to you both in the break that I want to bring out here is, in listening to the passages that you read, it became very clear to me, hearing the ego speak, that it it has a desire, yes, and for most of us, I believe it is about connection and love and bonding, closeness, intimacy, and yet the ego actually creates a lot of separation and strife, I would imagine, under some false premises that it tells us. And I felt the voice of the spirit actually creating something else much more inclusive and close and divine. Can you speak a little bit about those two different pieces?
Well, I would say this. I'd say when our ego is imbalanced, and we make in our work, we distinguish between our ego when it's in a healthy place in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. It's our friend. It works with us. It opens the door to us receiving our divine energy and connecting to the love, life, and energy God is within our being, as well as understanding the great gifts of life, creating life, eternal life, and God within. So the ego, on the one hand, can be a helpful thing or an unhealthy thing. That's part of our unique message that we're putting forth, is when it's in balance, it really works with us. It's doing wonderful. It can help us live the potential and live the life we were meant to live. It's when it's imbalanced, which is what's going on for so many people, whether it's a power, flexibility, or vulnerability issue of significance, that it really creates that distance. So that's part of our work, is to help people understand that if we are too imbalanced, it creates this blindness to the world and life we're living, including to ourselves.
And Linda, I want to ask you, because you exist so much in the spiritual world and you have a whole practice where you help people. People come to you for healings and individuals and groups and so forth. What do you do every day? What kind of ritual or practice do you use that keeps you healthy, balanced, grounded?
Well, that's a good question. I'll have to think about that. I do try to spend time each day in meditation, and I always encourage my clients to do so. And when I say in meditation, it's really, first we have to help our mind stop separating, you know, the human and spirit part of who we are. We have to bring spirit into our daily life. And so in meditation, we can come to learn that it's the connection. When I meditate, it's a connection. It's making a connection to God. It's making a connection to life, to everything. And, you know, it's sometimes you can follow a meditation. Like I said, we have meditations for people to follow. But sometimes you can just be in the moment of, like you had spoken, I think, earlier about Oprah being in the moment of appreciation. And that in itself can be a meditation. But it is really coming to know that there is no separation. And if we're believing that, then there is that imbalance of our ego energy within us that we need to look at and we need to come to awaken to so that we can heal. And but when we bring this spirit into our lives, we're being and living the life we were created to live. And so I guess to answer your question, I do try to eat right. I drink a lot of water. I exercise. But I do take time each day to appreciate and to meditate and to just be. And one thing I definitely do not do is overload myself. I do not overload myself. I respect my body and my emotional body, my mental body, and I know when to say no and when to say yes.
That's beautiful. Well, folks, if you want to follow along during this radio interview or the other five coming up, you can get their books on egoandspirit.info. Remember, if you've got any questions for them, just send them in to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. We'll make sure they get answered. And Linda, Nick, thank you so much for being with us on Dare to Dream today.
Thank you, Debbie. It was a pleasure to be here with you.
Debbie, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you and also your audience.
I'm so looking forward to the rest of this. We are going to deep dive. And I end today's show with this quote from the Martins book, Spirit's Voice. Your truth can be found nowhere else but within. No one else can know your truth for you, and you cannot learn it from them. They can only lead you to find your truth when being the love, life, and energy God is. just as you can only find your truth when being the love, life, and energy God is. You do not need to build your truth as it already exists within you. You are the love. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you've written a book and it's time for you to become a best-selling author, I have a guaranteed service. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thank you for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.